Tretinoid, something like tretinoin, that nighttime cream that I mentioned, using that along with acids like glycolic acid or BHA on top of each other can be really, really irritating for the skin. I also see a lot of people, you know, trying trendy things. Like, some people can certainly use different types of oil on their face, but for some people that can really flare their acne. And so just not really knowing what to do. Skincare is not a one size fits all regimen. And I find skincare, they're definitely trends similar to what we see with clothing.
While we've discussed the potential harms of skincare, Bobby explains how his daily routines help him prepare for his day and relax in the evening.
It's my, like, calming, like, in the morning if I'm, like, kind of stir crazy, I kind of just, like, it's like a soothing little bit, especially at night, like, I feel like it's like a nice wind down for me.
Or, in Dr. Van Dyke's case, she's excited by the progress being made in the dermatology field.
I always joke that I would have hated doing dermatology 30 years ago because we didn't have a lot of great treatments. So I focus a lot on more complex medical dermatology, and it's even just throughout my residency and now into my career as an attending, there's been so many scientific advances in dermatology, and it's very, very exciting.
She mentioned her current research.
So me and some of our residents are actually looking at a medication called spironolactone, which has some anti-hormonal effects, and we use it a lot for acne, that condition HS that I mentioned, but there's some concern it might have some sexual side effects for women, so we're looking into that. It's a very exciting time to be a dermatologist, and there's so much research happening, and we actually have really good treatments now, which is great. So there's a lot of media attention right now actually about benzoyl peroxide. So there was a study that came out that when benzoyl peroxide is heated up at high temperatures, it actually releases benzene, which is a carcinogen. Of course, most people are not putting their benzoyl peroxide in the oven, so that's good. But, you know, there's a lot of questions of when products are being transported from the factories, you know, is how regulated is the temperature. And they've actually recently done a study that showed that even just off the shelf, they have found levels of benzene in the products. It's not something like the FDA hasn't pulled all benzoyl peroxide off the shelves or anything like that. But what I've been recommending people do is keep it in a cool place, even the refrigerator, if you want to store it in the refrigerator.
I've always assumed that whatever's on the shelf is safe, though that may not be true. The FDA regulates products differently, depending on whether they are considered cosmetics or drugs, often leaving loopholes for certain products to include ingredients which may possibly need to be banned, such as PFAs, which are waterproofing chemicals. Vermont is working to reduce or eliminate the use of PFAs as they can break down and stay in humans and animals' bodies for a while, as according to Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation. However, PFAs are not banned by the FDA.
There are still many products out there on shelves which are just now coming to the surface as problematic.
While Bobby had skincare prescribed from his dermatologist, many people rely on store-bought products. This can lead to struggles with skincare products that end up damaging the skin.
I did the proactive routine, and then I used those really harsh, like, chemical pads too, which I saw all over social media, and those are just really damaging.
That was Gemma Osterhout. She's a freshman at UVM. Dr. Van Dyke mentioned that Gemma's experience is not unique.
Yeah, so if people are telling me they're having a lot of itching and burning, so a lot of these products that we get over the counter, we think, oh, it's over the counter, so it's totally safe, you know, and that's not always the case.
Gemma discussed her experiences with buying different products.
It definitely is costly, like, that's for sure. I spent a lot of money on, of course, products that never worked, like Mario Badescu, that was a whole thing, like the rose water, that doesn't do anything. The drying lotion.
Yelena Colendaro, also a freshman, echoed Gemma's sentiment.
I feel like I have a graveyard of just old skincare products sitting in my bathroom from just trying something and it not working, and then I switch to a different product.
While the world of store-bought skincare can be daunting, Dr. Van Dyke offered some advice for the next time you find yourself in the skincare aisle.
So looking for something that's fragrance-free, I usually recommend oil-free things. Looking for something that says non-comedogenic is very important. So comedones is the medical term for blackheads and whiteheads. And so essentially non-comedogenic means it doesn't clog your pores and it doesn't cause acne. So that's a really big thing, especially for people who wear makeup. Moisturizers that have things like ceramides can be really helpful.
You've been listening to In the Mix, published by The Cynic. This episode was produced and written by Charlotte King and Natalie Richardson-Wymore. Our editors are Natalie Richardson-Wymore, Grace Wong, Annalisa Madonia, and Zoe Birch.
A special thanks to Cynic advisor Carolyn Shapiro and guests Santana Van Dyke, Bobby Zimmerman, Gemma Osterhout, and Yelena Colendaro.
Canta, 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 vai. Support your better alternative, WRUV FM Burlington, with a donation gift today. Make it at WRUV.org and click on the donation pig icon.
Well, why does she sing her sad songs for me? I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear. And it's plain, if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for a pain, just a tear, and that's all. Oh, what does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare, and I suppose that it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care, and she knows that I do. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a tool if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. If she could see how I feel, and I know that she'd understand. Or does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by her shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Oh, but nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize if she abandons her dreams and all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that to gain is only to lose? All that she offers me are her chains, and I've got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Or maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
Kindly, please do keep it locked here on your better alternative. WRUV-FM Burlington.
She said, don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you wanna do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. These last $2, not gonna lose. Last $2, sure ain't gonna lose. One going for the bus fare, other one for the jukebox. Gotta play me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here if my man had treated me right. Just say I came here to catch him, yeah. Cause she's been sneaking round every night. But I got caught up over here. I got caught up in this scene, yeah, yeah. Lost all my money in this doggone gambling machine. See, last $2, not gonna lose. Last $2, sure ain't gonna lose. One's going for the bus fare, other one for the jukebox. Gotta play me some balloon in. Yeah.
I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of 12 dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard, and it's hard. And it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard. It's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard. It's a hard rains are gonna fall. Who did you meet, my darling young one? are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. Where the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten.
Thank you. Good morning, good morning. Or good afternoon in about 1 minute. I'm DJ Gravy. You're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Do you eat breakfast today? Eating breakfast is one of the best things you can do for your day-to-day health. Getting your first meal of the day is super important. I'm sure you've heard it before, but WRUV wants to remind you. When you wake up after a good night's rest, your body is in a fasted state. Breaking that fast within the first hour or so of waking lowers cortisol and lets your body make sure everything's okay. Skipping this beautiful meal that is full of endless possibilities leaves you with depleted energy, often leading to crashes later in the day, even if you feel fine throughout the morning. Many people report not feeling hungry in the morning. To you, we say, try eating something small to jumpstart your system. After a couple weeks, we train our bodies to expect food in the morning, which will stabilize hunger cues and energy levels. So set the alarm a few minutes earlier and invest in tomorrow by preparing something to go. Get those micronutrients in your body and your mind will thank you. This message has been brought to you by your nutritious, conscious DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. That's right, that's right. You're tuned in. The best college radio station on the planet. Maybe on